This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. The highlight of the day today is getting a chance to talk to the CEO of Queens Health System in Hawaii, Jill Hogard-Green. Jill's going to talk to us about her journey to leadership, about the Queens Health System, and more. Jill, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Wonderful, Scott. I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you this morning from this beautiful island of Hawaii. I have been here with Queens Health System for just about a year, and my journey through leadership has actually started over 40 years ago, starting as a registered nurse and oncology nurse, and I've been in healthcare for that long time period and throughout it, whether it was at the bedside or whether I had the privilege of being in home health and leading home health agencies or whether it's been leading health systems. Leadership has been a part of my role, and I think of all of our caregivers' roles. So for me, leadership journey is starting with your values and understanding what's most important, why you are doing what you're doing. And for me, that is improving health and reducing pain and suffering. And then leadership is bringing people together to be able to achieve those goals and values.
And take a moment and reflect on this. So many of the great CEOs today have nurse backgrounds or nurses in their backgrounds. Any thoughts on why that is? Is that a natural sort of evolution of this mix of compassion and leadership and intelligence that leads nurses to increasingly become great CEOs?
That's a wonderful reflection from you. Yes, when you think about my profession, and I still continue to keep my license, nursing is based on service. It's an understanding that you are partnering with an individual and their family and a community, and you're creating a way to improve health. In my early education, and this was decades ago, way before I got my PhDs, we were talking about systems of care and how you put together processes and teams and how you understand the needs of the individuals that you're serving, whether it's your patients or whether it's your group of clinicians. So I think nursing as a discipline and as a profession has embraced a way of improving health, understanding social determinants of health, recognizing that it does require teams and this continuous improvement of quality. So for me, in terms of becoming a CEO, it was a natural journey of wanting to be able to do more and being able to influence health in a broader way than just my care that was directly for one individual patient.
Thank you. Just let me ask you this question. This is a 30-second question. If you have your choice between the next 10 years at the Queens Health System or Queens, New York, what's the difference between Queens, New York and Queens Health System in Hawaii?
Queens Health System is a spectacular organization, and it was started 160 years ago by Queen Emma and started during a pandemic to reduce the infections that were happening in the community. Queens Health System is an organization that has the quaternary hospitals, the critical access hospitals, primary care throughout the state. And if you know the state of Hawaii, we're a series of islands. So we are caring for populations across many different locations. And what we have in common is this drive to improve quality and health and this connection about our core values of improving the health of Native Hawaiians here, as well as the all individuals within the state of Hawaii. I think we share the same heritage with a lot of health systems in terms of that commitment. I believe the difference with Queens is that it is so community-based and has been focused on improving not only what we do with disease treatment, but those social determinants of health for decades.
And so you so love Queens Health System and being in Hawaii that you wouldn't trade it for Queens, New York right now?
I love New York, and I'm sure that the health system there, the care is terrific. But for me, I have thoroughly embraced and loved the people here in Hawaii.
That's fantastic. Talk about, you're leading a health system. Talk about your 2 to 3 best pieces of advice for leaders. What would you tell leaders stepping into your shoes?
Most important is really focus on the individuals you serve, and that could be your caregivers. And I call everybody that works in healthcare as caregivers, whether you're the environmental service technician, facilities, or the physician or nurse, as well as the people you serve, your patients, and your broader community. That's the reason you exist. So starting with them and ensuring that they have the support that they need is essential for any CEO and any leader in any organization.
Well, fantastic. It's really understanding who you serve and really focused on serving that community, that person, whatever it might be. It's just fantastic advice. Talk about your biggest priorities this coming 6 to 12 months. What are the big priorities for Queens and yourself?
Wonderful question. Of course, we're all leading through this pandemic, and it's taking all of our collective leadership and knowledge and wisdom, because we're having to create new protocols, create new ways to make sure that we're keeping our community safe as well as our patients safe. And what I've loved here in Hawaii is that has been a true collaboration between government, our leaders in our industries, our bankers, our frontline people, and our health system leaders, including our payers. We've all been meeting together and creating ways to move forward safely and effectively. And I think that's one of the reasons we're doing as well as we are as a community. But in addition to that, so that is an important priority for all of us. What's most important to me is that we continue to stay very focused on our quality, improving our quality, our safety, our patient experience. We are very focused on population health and improving our ability to improve the health of the people we serve while reducing total cost of care. And I use total cost of care because if we ever are going to be able to have sustainable health systems, it takes us, we must look at total cost, not just what it means for our financial bottom lines at any part of our health systems. We're doing a lot about creating a great place to work and practice. I'm very worried about our next generation of healthcare providers and making sure that we're supporting our caregivers today, as well as creating innovation for the future. And then we're going to be doing a lot related to research and innovation. So much of healthcare needs to transform, and there is wonderful new models that we've got to create, and they've got to be culturally sensitive. So we're going to be doing a fair amount of research in models of care and in collaboration with lots of different parties.
Well, fantastic. Just magnificent what you're doing and what you've done. And what a great honor to serve the Queens Health System how you serve it. What a great honor for you, and how privileged they are to have you. Jill, what a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you.
As always, it's so wonderful to talk with you and to learn from everybody else. So thank you for this opportunity to chat.
What a pleasure. Congratulations and continued success.